Our Lord Jesus said, "This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. To prepare for my sermon this week, I undertook a bit of a depressing experiment that I knew would be depressing before I began. I watched the news every night before I go to bed, and I decided I would write down the top story from each night, and secondly, I would keep time before a good news story came on. So on Monday night, the top story was, of course, Remembrance Day, the day we remember all those who died in war, often very young and in not pleasant ways. That was the top story, and the second part, it took 45 minutes until a good news story came on the news that night. So I stopped that part of the experiment. I thought, well, this is going to be every night. The rest of the week can be summed up by impeachment and Don Cherry, but there were many other events that happened in the world. Of course, there's those fires raging in Australia, the unrest in Hong Kong, and I can go on and on and on. But the one commonality was there were not many good news stories. Our gospel today says, "Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes, famines, and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven." Judging by my little experiment, by the headlines in the news this week, we have arrived and our Lord should be coming back any day now. Some days it feels like complete and utter chaos. This leaves us asking the question, what is going on in our gospel? Or perhaps more pressing, what is going on in this world of ours? It's hard to believe that this season of Trinity Tide or Pentecost is almost over. We are 2 weeks away from the season of Advent, where we look to our Lord's last coming, which we celebrate at Christmas, but we also look to our Lord's next coming, when he will return to judge the living and the dead, as we affirm in the Creed, week after week. Our gospel reading that we have for today is clearly an Advent reading, and a sign that the seasons of the church are about to change. Today in our gospel from Luke, it is very apocalyptic. Jesus starts by speaking about the temple, the most beautiful, solid place in the nation of Israel. He talks about how one day it will be destroyed and not one stone will be left standing upon another. The whole thing will come down. This would have been preposterous to the people listening to Jesus to hear these words. It would be as like if I stood here today and told you one day St. Peter's at the Vatican would be destroyed, that it would be coming down. You would simply not believe me. So the disciples say to Jesus, what signs and events will take place? Jesus says, "Do not be led astray by false teachers, for many will come in my name. But you will hear of wars and conflicts, earthquakes, famines, plagues, and all kinds of signs from heaven." But then Jesus shifts a little bit, and he gives an even more dire warning, a more personal warning, to those who would follow him. He says they will arrest you and persecute you and put you in prison for being my followers. But Jesus says this will give you an opportunity to testify about me. Our Lord says don't prepare a grand defense for yourself, but that he will give them the words. He goes on to say that loved ones will betray loved ones. But through all of this, he assures his followers that not one hair on their head, will perish, for God will be their protector. As I said at the beginning of my sermon, many people are feeling this, whether it be true or not, that we are living in an extremely chaotic world with no end to the chaos in sight. We read this passage of scripture from the Gospel of Luke today, and it makes many of us think of our own world. So the question that we as followers of Jesus need to ask ourselves is, what are we called to do and be in this world that seems to be running amok and falling apart right in front of our very eyes? Unfortunately for us as followers of Jesus, the whole crux of this gospel passage comes down to one verse, verse 13. Jesus says, "This will give you an opportunity to testify about me." We live in a world of chaos, violence, famine, and war, and do we as the church have anything serious to say about it? It is not enough for us to simply stand up and say these things are wrong. Do we have answers to the larger questions of why is this happening? Why are people suffering? How do we deal with people who suffer? The answer to both of these questions is hope found in the gospel. But as Jesus says in the gospel, have we taken the opportunity to testify? People are searching for hope in something bigger in our world, and are we as the church giving it to them? Have we taken the opportunity to testify to the truth? Jesus Christ, our Lord. This past week, I heard a commentary about Remembrance Day given by an Anglican priest. As he was talking about Remembrance Day and how much the church marks it, he was making the point that part of the reason the First and Second World Wars started was because the church refused to speak out against evils that were going on in the world at the time, in the lead up to the First World War nationalism, and in the lead up to the Second World War fascism. This commentary got me reflecting on Jesus' words to us as the church today, and our church today. Have we once again lost our voice? Have we ceased to speak out against real evil in this world and to combat it with gospel witness? Have we taken the opportunity in this chaotic world to testify to the truth and hope which is found in Jesus Christ our Lord? There are no simple answers to this question, but I suspect that we have not. As I said, Advent is coming, and our reading today in the church sounds very much like an Advent reading, but it is not all doom and gloom, because Advent is also about the coming of a new kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus in the midst of a chaotic world, and that is what we find in the prophet Isaiah today. Beautiful words, where we are assured that the new kingdom is coming, where everything will be set and made right, where God will execute justice. In the midst of this chaotic world in which we find ourselves, people are looking for hope. They are looking for truth. They are looking for the gospel. And we as the church must be ready to give it to them. God says in the prophet Isaiah, I am about to create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered. No more should the sound of weeping be heard or the cry of distress. No more shall an infant only live for a few days, or an old person die without a lifetime. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. Pentecost is quickly coming to an end, and Christmas is coming, and the world is just as hungry as ever for that child who will be born in the manger and bring truth, justice, and salvation. So the question that we have to answer for ourselves today, brothers and sisters, in the midst of this pining world, are we ready to testify to the one who is truth? Have we testified to the one that will set all things right and make all things new? We live in a world that is pining for hope, and we as the church must be ready to offer that. That is our task, that is our challenge, and that is our mission. So proclaim Christ boldly, my brothers and sisters, because if we look around, the world is ready to listen. Amen.